So I think your prologue is too long. It's sort of like an info dump.
It's a Tuesday night at the Battery Park Book Exchange, and three authors have shown up to this meeting of the Western North Carolina Mysterians. It's a critique group for local mystery writers, and Michael Haviland, the group's founder, is in the hot seat.
And then a lot of the stuff in chapter...
Well, you know, you say that to me every time. These people are supposed to be helping me.
We're helping you refine your story. On page 5...
Now, it isn't easy for anyone involved in a creative pursuit to accept criticism, let alone absorb it. But Haviland seems particularly defensive.
And...
Wait till we get to your stuff.
Haviland just turned 75, but his creative output shows no signs of slowing. In addition to poems he says number in the hundreds, along with painting that seems to occupy much of his time today, Haviland has just produced his 17th in a series of genealogical mystery novels featuring the detective Ben Bones, this one titled Ben Bones and the Uncivil War. Haviland's novels are all self-published, and you can see that as much as an act of stubborn self-reliance as creative survival.
I don't care about the gatekeepers anymore. I'm independently fierce in some ways. But at the same time, I was getting older and I wasn't going to sit around and not be published.
Haviland grew up in a family of writers in Yonkers, New York, and his path to an author of genealogical mysteries is long and winding. Over the years, he's played guitar in rock bands, earned a law degree, worked as a driving instructor, a sign language interpreter, and taught at a community college. He also married 3 times. It was an interest in nature photography that first brought him to Asheville 30 years ago. He went on to publish a pair of niche magazines from his office in the Flatiron Building, and he stepped into writing to accompany the freelance photography he produced for other magazines.
I'd always wanted to be a writer, but you know, when you're young, you may want to write, but you don't have anything to say. You don't have life experience to back up what you're trying to get at. Whereas now, you can't shut me up. I got opinions about everything.
Haviland said a fellow member of Mensa inspired his interest in genealogy. And in the Ben Bones series, genealogy proves not so much as a focus as a vehicle, Haviland said, to explore greed and other human foibles.
Realizing that genealogists were essentially historical detectives, I said this could be a great character for fiction. Ben Bones, I think, is, as with many writers, the main character that runs in a series might be a projection of oneself.
Haviland expresses deep confidence in his skills as an author and contempt for industry professionals who have passed him by. He also shows humor about his more humbling moments over the past few decades. While once browsing eBay, he was chagrined to find a personally signed copy of one of his Ben Bones books listed for pennies.
It bothers me that I'm doing good work and nobody's recognizing it. If I'm discovered later and thought of as a latter-day Ambrose Bierce type in my writing, that'll be fine. And of course, I won't know about it.
Haviland is giving himself a chance at being discovered when he reads at 3 p.m. July 13th at Blue Ridge Books in Waynesville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.